Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto the Lord for giving us this another wonderful time to have this fellowship on daily devotion today. Praise the Lord. So today we are going to continue with what we have been looking at. As we have been looking at a determined believer. Yes, so we mentioned a couple of things yesterday. So I'll just run through a few things that we mentioned, and things that I think we are going to maybe spend some time to explain so that we can follow it up step by step. Praise the Lord. So among the things that we mentioned, I think I talked also about the important key areas or key principles that one needs to have in order to have effective determination or to have his vision effective. So among the things that were mentioned, the first one was identity, then purpose, understanding of the purpose, then sight or the vision. One needs to have direction, then somebody needed to have a heart desire, so one has to be passionate about what he is determined for. We also looked at perseverance. Courage was also mentioned, and the type of company one has. And finally, we looked at the discipline. So these are some of the things that are important in one's life for his determination or the goal that he's looking at for it, for the outcome to be effective. So today, I want us to begin with identity. Then we will look at some few components as well. Then we may continue later on in the other sessions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So to begin with, we are going to open scriptures so we can turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. Yes, so the Bible reads, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So that's what we get from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. So I would like to maybe explain a little bit further on the identity. So I think identity is one of the important things that one needs to have. You need to know who you are. It's actually very important to know where you are coming from, where you are, and where you are going. It's very important in life. So identity, you need to understand yourself, who you are. Because without understanding of who you are, then it becomes difficult to be effective in life. So if you have understanding of you, who you are, then you can be effective in life, because you cannot be tossed to and fro, because you know who You are. So now, as believers, as Christians, this is very important. This is who we are. Because as Christians, we must be born again. And this is our beginning. We start from this point. So we've got to be born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever, as the Bible has taught us. When you have an identity, you can't be just be pushed anyhow. You'll be able to protect what you have. You know who you are. And the devil, he's on a serious mission. He wants people to lose their identity. Because once he makes you lose your identity, you miss the focus, you forget about who you are, then he can attack you and get the power from you. He can get what belongs to you because you have lost the identity. He did this trying to tempt Eve in the Garden of Eden. The Lord had desired that he should make man in his image and in his likeness. And we see in the Bible that God had made man in his likeness. But then the devil comes arguing with the word of God, because the Lord had given man to follow his word. He had given instructions concerning the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that they were not supposed to eat from that. But then the devil comes. He questions the word of God and he says, has God said? Then he adds his own things. He says, you shall not surely die. The day that you eat from that, your eyes shall be opened. You'll be like gods. Forgetting that already man was made in the image of God. So after confusing Eve in that state, Eve forgot who she was and listened to the voice of the serpent and partook of what was forbidden. And we see, yes, their eyes were open, they realized they were naked, and what but death followed. The dominion, the power that man had was taken away from man because man had lost his identity. Then later on, we see also when Jesus comes on earth, he grew up, he was baptized. Indeed, God witnessed that Jesus was his son, as we can see from the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17. God had witnessed that this is my son, in whom I'm well pleased. But then the devil wants to argue with the word of God. So in Matthew 3:17, the Bible says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. So God had said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. God confirmed that Jesus was his son. But then the devil comes to argue against the word of God. He wants to take identity away from Jesus. He's bringing a thought of negativity, a thought of doubt. He brings a condition. He says, if you are a son of God. So we see in chapter 4 of Matthew where the devil comes. In verse 3, he says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. So he brings a condition against the word of God. God has said that this is my son, but then the devil brings his own ideas into Jesus to try to confuse him so that he loses his identity. But then we thank God, because Jesus knew who he was. Yes, Jesus knew his identity, and then he rejected what the devil was offering. He stood on the word of God. He had a foundation on the word of God. That's why he could say, It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. So Jesus had the foundation on the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So each one of us as believers, we need to have the foundation on the word of God. We need to be established in the word of God so that we can resist all the temptations that the devil brings in trying to steal our identity. We need to know who we are, and we need to know our God, because we are the sons of God. We are born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And that's why the Bible says the people who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So we need to be sons and daughters of God who know their God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Jesus managed to overcome the devil because he stood on the word and he knew who he was. The voice of God, that word confirmed that this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. So God could not change. He stood on his word, and Jesus stood on the word, and then he overcame. So even us, we need to stand on the word of God. We need to have the identity that we are sons and daughters of God. So we've got to be born again. If we are not born again, then we are going to be shaken. But if we are born again, we'll stand upon the word of God, because that's the requirement. So that's where the journey is starting from in this faith. We've got to be born again. Praise the Lord. So then another thing that we'll look at today is the purpose. So for us to keep that quality determination, for us to be focused, we need to know the purpose. Why we are here? Why are we existing? Why has God brought us here on earth? Because we are not here accidentally. We are here for a purpose. So each one of us, the Lord has called us with different callings, but we need to identify what has the Lord called us to do for him. Because at the end of a day, at the end of a journey, we are going to get different rewards according to what God was expecting from us, according to the talents that the Lord has given us. That's why we need to identify what is the purpose. Why are we here? What can we do? What is the potential that we have in our hearts? Each one of us, we've got the potential, but we need to put that potential into action. But when we need to understand also the purpose, why are we here? Why are we existing? What is it that we have? What can we do for the kingdom of God? Because we are here on earth to do something for the kingdom of God. No one should be idle in the kingdom of God. All of us, we need to be effectively participating in the kingdom of God so that things can move forward. And when we become fruitful, the name of the Lord is going to be glorified. Praise the Lord. So we see this, like, for instance, in the book of Matthew chapter 25. Yes, we know about the parables. We know this parable of talents, where people were given different talents. Another one was given 5, another one was given 2, another one was given 1. But each one of them was supposed to produce fruits. Each one of them was supposed to go and trade with the talents that he was given. We see the one who had 5 produced results. The talents were multiplied. Him that had 2, the talents were multiplied. But the one who had 1 underestimated what he was given, went to bury it in the ground. Then when the owner came, the one who had 1 didn't multiply what he was given. The one who had 2, the 2 that he was given had multiplied. The one who had 5, the 5 had multiplied. So these who produced fruits, they were congratulated for what they did. They were told, well done, good and faithful servant. So all of us, sons and daughters of God, we need to be good and faithful servants. At the end of this journey that we have here on earth, the Lord should be able to tell us, well done. Done meaning there's an action that we did. Well done, good and faithful servant. But then this one, who was lazy, went to bury the talent. He wasn't faithful with what was given. So he was called the wicked one. He was called to be wicked. And then he had to be casted into the outer darkness because he was unfruitful. We need to be fruitful. So we need to identify the talent that we have been given, and we need to know the purpose. Why have we been given that? Because it has to be beneficial to the kingdom of God. It has to be used to the glory of the Lord. Let's make use of the talents that God has given us. This reminds me of one story that Brother Branham was narrating. I think that was in the message, Baum in Gilead, where he talks about this old woman who was dying from hunger. This woman had a son who was a very successful businessman who was in India, and the son could send the bank drafts. So this woman didn't know that that was money that was being sent, and she was dying in hunger. When the investigators came, they asked, don't you have this one to help you? Any relatives to help you? And he said, I've got a wonderful son, he's in India, he sends me nice messages, nice pictures, not knowing that the pictures that she was talking about, those were bank drafts. He had a lot of money. So she was dying in the midst of plenty because she didn't know what she had in his hand. So some people can die amidst of plenty. You have a lot with you, you don't recognize what you have, then you are complaining of hunger when you have abundance. So what is it that the Lord has put in your hands? We need to identify what the Lord has put in our hands. So this woman didn't know that she had the bank drafts. So sometimes the devil keeps people blind and they cannot progress in life when they are supposed to do wonderful, great things in their lives. So we are not supposed to be ignorant of the purpose or the talent that God has put in our lives. We need to identify the talents that we have and put them to good use, and they've got to be fruitful. Glory be to God. So we have seen from Elisha, that was a good example. As he was going back, he was supposed to cross Jordan, but then there was a barrier, there was a problem which was there, which needed to be solved. But Elisha realized that I've got the mantle. This mantle that I have, it can open, separate these waters. So he had to call upon the name of the Lord. He says, where is the God of Elijah? And as he had to strike on the water separated, and he saw the hand of God. He was able to pass. So he had something in his hand now. If it was somebody else, would have been crying, hey, where is Elijah? Where? But him, he looked for the God of Elijah, and he realized that he had the mantle, that same mantle that Elijah was using. Then he had to take action and separate the waters. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So let's make use of the talents that the Lord has given us. Let's not just watch the talents that the Lord has given us. Let's put them to good use. Let them be effective. Let them be productive to the glory of the name of the Lord in the kingdom of God. Praise be to God. So for today, the last thing that we want to look at is vision, as we'll be winding up. So another important thing that one needs to have is a vision. If you have the vision, then your determination can be effective. So vision, this is the spiritual sight. It's a direction. As the Bible tells us, we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. So as we don't walk by sight, the physical things that we see in the physical, we walk by faith, and we are guided by the Lord In the spirit. So the Bible says, as many as are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. So the sons of God are led by the spirit of God, just as it was with the Lord Jesus saying, the son can do nothing except that which he sees the father doing. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So we need to have vision. We need to have direction. We need to see what are the promises of God in our life, and we need to stand upon the promises of God. As we are seeing the scripture telling us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So we need to have the vision, because where there is no vision, people perish. We need to have the spiritual sight. And 1 Peter 5 verse 8, it tells us about being sober. It says, be sober, be vigilant. So we need to be people who are sober-minded, people who are walking according to the word of the Lord, people who are standing on the word of God. So be sober, be vigilant. And we are warned that our adversary, the devil, is walking around looking for somebody that he can devour. So we need to be vigilant. We need to have sight. And as we are walking with this sight, we need to be sober. We need not to have a mind that is drunk. We need to have a mind that is sober, a mind that is seriously standing on the word of God, moving according to the word of the Lord. That's why we see in the book of Psalms, David is even telling us that I hide the word of God in my heart that I cannot see sin. So he also tells us that the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and is the light unto my path. So we need to have that word of God with us for our vision to be clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And where there is no vision, the people perish. So we are supposed to have the vision. We need to know where we are going, and we need to be in the word of the Lord. So somebody that is not sober will not have direction. Somebody without vision will not have direction. If you can't see, you can easily fall into the ditch. So we need to have clear vision. We have understanding. Even as we have come to believe the end time message, the Lord has given us a prophet. We need to have a vision. We need to have understanding. But people who are staggering, who are not sober, others are confused. That's why we hear no other people are calling William Branham to be God. Others are baptizing people in the name of William Branham. They are lost. They can't see. The vision is not clear. People are not sober, but we need to be sober. We need to be filled by the Spirit of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For today, we are going to end here. We'll continue tomorrow by the grace of the Lord. May God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed, effective, victorious day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.